Auburn is your 2026 NIT champions. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McClain. That's right. We're NIT champs. Welcome back to the Barn Social Hour. Like I said, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McClain. And let's just hop right into it, guys. If you have been sleeping under a rock and missed the game last night, we won the NIT championship. We had
First of all, I feel sorry for you if you did sleep under a rock last night. And because what an insane game. What an absolutely insane game.
So if you didn't watch it, we had it pretty much the whole time. Up until, I don't know what, like 7 minutes left in the second half, and they like stormed.
It got to a point where we had a 99% chance to win the game on like ESPN's predictor thing.
And we had like, Tulsa ended up going on like a 22-2 run or something like that. It was ridiculous.
I think
it ended up
being like 24-2, like genuinely.
Good God. Anyway, doesn't matter. We won. It got really close. Then they took the lead. And at one point in the Barncast, we're like, hey, that's wraps. It's over.
Like we got down by two scores. We got down by like 5 or 6 points at one point, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, even right at the end of the game too. I mean, we were down by 5 with under a minute to go, I'm pretty sure.
And, you know, Auburn magic happened once again. We got a 5-second violation on Tulsa. Probably one of the best defensive plays
I've seen. With 8 seconds left. So we are down by 3. With 8 seconds left to go in the game, it looks like the game's over. All they have to do is inbound this ball, and it's wraps. They just have to inbound this ball, and the game's over. It's over.
And quite possibly one of the best defensive plays I've seen all year from this team on an inbounds 100%. Play. They locked down everybody on the court. It was the best. It was honestly the play of the game, personally. And You know, you're going to be like, well, what about the next play? When Kevin Overton said, uno momento, let me hit a tray ball real quick, and tied it up and sent us to overtime.
I mean, yeah, literally with about 7 seconds left, he comes around to the three-point line off a screen. Tahaj just dumps it right there to him and just absolutely most pure shot ever, just sinks a three-pointer, tie the game. Now, there is like 7 seconds left after he makes this. Everyone's like, oh, shoot, like,
yeah,
this Kyle, is not over. They've got a chance to take this down the court and score here. Like, there's plenty of time for that, and they couldn't get it done. It was a horrible shot that they took up at the end right there. But
Kyle,
I got a little stressed after we hit that shot.
Well, yeah, Kyle was like, I think we hit that too early, and I was like, yeah. And then they got down the court quick. I'm thinking, oh my God, they're about to just like do a.
Oh, he's about to just hit like a layup to win. Like,
you remember, was it last year's Iron Bowl when Mark Sears hit that fadeaway? Or not fade away, but the little teardrop.
It's a little jumper. It was just like it was a little floater that he just
kind of oof like
went
that.
Left on Denver and just a little floater up to the goal.
See, that's what I thought was going to happen last night, and luckily he took the worst shot I've ever seen, and we ended up going to overtime.
Wasn't even close.
End of the rest is history. We ended up winning, and we're an IT champ. That being said, I was critical of us even thinking about taking it. And I will
also, I have to bring it up real quick. In overtime, obviously, Kevin Overton might have had the most clutch, best shot of this 100. Year. That counted. I would give it to Keyshawn Murphy if that had counted against Texas A&M because was insane. For shots that counted this year, Kevin Overton hit the most clutch shot this year. I mean, Auburn is up by, I think, 1 at this point. Like when he hit this shot, I think we were only up by 1. And he just pulled up from basically the logo, even though there wasn't a logo on the court.
I wish.
Talk about that, but
I wish we could have. He pulled up
and drained it.
I screen recorded that. I should have sent it to you so y'all could hear it. But, like, Graham threw his headset in excitement. He's going, bang, bang. And I, like, lost my mind. I'm going, whoop, whoop. Like, it was pure amaze, amaze, amaze. It really was. It was something else. And I couldn't be happier for this team. Like I was trying to say a minute ago, I was critical of the team even thinking about taking the NIT invitation, like accepting it, because I'm like, guys, let's just wrap it up. Like, the season has been so up and down, might as well just, cut it. Well, they accepted it. I'm like, okay, let's just see what happens. Maybe we can go on a little run and win the thing. Well, we had to come back in at one point and beat South Alabama. We're thinking, God, we play like that against whoever we play next, we're done.
It was pretty clear that this team was not bought in for the first half of the South Alabama game.
Correct.
They just weren't.
You're absolutely correct.
And then clearly somebody had to talk to them, probably Steven, and was like, you better get your act together. And they did.
Yeah.
And they,
and it didn't.
Since that halftime, it was uphill until this game where we almost sold, but we didn't. We ended up winning.
If you were to tell me that we were going to win the whole NIT tournament after the drama that we had, the ups and downs of this past season, right? We missed the NCAA tournament. Everyone's pissed off. And then out of nowhere, like an hour before tip-off of the Auburn-South Alabama game, Keyshawn Murphy's like, see ya, deuces, I'm out. We're like, wait, what? We're already a man down on a team that already doesn't have a lot of depth? Well, then we just basically, after the South Alabama game, like Graham was saying, I don't know who talked to the team, probably Steven. Probably it was a players' meeting as well. And they decided to fight through adversity and, you know, put a little fire under their heart, and they were able to get it done. So
before we go any further, I have a quick surprise.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, Kevin Overton.
So deep. That's so deep.
For those that are listening, that was the clip when Overton hit the ball from, or hit the shot from Narnia before. It was not the one that sent us to overtime, but it was the one that brought us. No, within.
That was the shot from basically half court, it felt like.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. It was a ridiculous pull-up shot. It was nuts.
I mean, he shot the ball, and I was like, in the back of my head, I was like, in the front of my head, I was like, why in the world are you taking this shot? But in the back of my mind, I was like, he might make this.
It was like, one of Overton's the famous- hot.
He's clutch. He might make this. And I'm so glad it went in.
It was like one of those.
I'd have been very angry if he missed that. Yeah. Because I'm like, why did you take that shot?
It was like one of those Jani Brew moments from last year where it's like, no, no, no. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Very similar.
If out of anybody on the team that I wanted to take a shot like that, it's Overton. Like 100% it's got to be Overton to take that shot.
I love Overton, man.
And like, even if it's like any buzzer beater, it's got to be Overton. Like, and Ivan's like, oh, what about Tahad? No. Nobody needs to be Overton taking that shot.
Yeah, and Tahad can.
And speaking of Overton,
yeah,
he is a absolute must pay to keep him for next year. Absolute. Yeah, honestly, after last night, I think he needs to be the number one priority for this team.
No, I agree with you 100%. And I was about to hop into that in just a minute, but. Like, everyone's, you know, talking about how, you know, we need to get Tahad back and everything. And we'll see. They were, you know, apparently last night, Overton said, me and Tahad are going to sit down and talk about the future. And hopefully Overton and Tahad are like.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Me neither.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing for Auburn. I've seen people being like, well, I think that's probably a good thing. But at the same time, like, I don't know. I mean, maybe they're talking together like, hey, you know, we could do something here at Auburn next year if we get the right pieces. Let's lock in together and stay.
They're like, dude.
Yeah. Or, you know, it could be something like where I just don't know if that's, you know, in the cards for us. And I don't know. Like I said, the portal starts literally tomorrow and it is going to be 1,000 miles per hour off the bat. So
chaos. It is going to be absolute chaos. Like,
and you're already seeing so many teams lose players. I mean, you're already seeing and. I'm honestly kind of shocked we haven't had an Auburn announcement to this point yet in the game.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. By the time this goes up, I don't know what's happened. But as of we are filming right now, we have not had an Auburn announcement intending the portal. Bama's had multiple. Kentucky's had some. Kansas State's had two of their top guys. Kansas has had one of their top guys. Like, it's just been like all these big, you know, top teams are losing guys already. I'm like, we haven't lost anybody yet. So,
yeah. And I hope we can get Tahad back. I know he had a really tough year shooting the three ball, but I will die on this hill that he has a better ability to drive through the hoop than anyone on the team.
And that hustle was very evident last night. Unbelievable.
Yeah, his hustle was insane. Last night he flipped a switch in overtime and like turned into an absolute freak with Overton. That they ended up having, I think, like 20 plus each last night.
Yeah, combined for 50.
And the fact
I think Tejada had 24 and Overton had 26, I'm pretty sure, or vice versa.
Now, granted, yes, we did blow lead. I'm not discounting that at all.
Yeah, but no, that was inexcusable, 100%. Yeah,
that was bad. But the fact that him and Overton were able to kind of get the team together after Keyshawn Hall fouled out, Jovic fouled out, we're already down a man with Murphy. Yeah,
losing two of your starters.
Yeah. And that was Magwood ended up not playing great in this game defensively. So they put in Blake Mychalek, who, great defensive player.
He did have a good steal.
He's not a threat on offense at all. And it was basically like, all right, Tejada, Overton, take the reins in overtime and let's get it done. And they got it done.
Sway had some clutch. I mean, Sway had some clutch takes to the basket there in overtime, to either tie the game back up or put us up a score. So those are massive too.
Yeah, he had a bunch of he had like 2-3 balls too that were pretty solid at one point in the game as well. So in the game before that, he went like 3-for-3. Like, dude stepped out, and I hope that he can stay too and develop, because I think he would be great to keep. And another one to keep an eye on is Elijah Freeman as well. He said yesterday, or someone asked him, like, what's your future look like? You know, I'm not, you know, quoting it exactly. I can't remember who asked him this, so I apologize for not giving where credit is due. It's kind of been crazy reading all the different articles and everything today about last night. But they basically asked Elijah Freeman, hey, like, what's your future look like with Auburn? He said, I'm locked in. So either that means he's staying, or it's so vague where it's like, I'm locked in, but I'm going to test the waters. So I don't know.
Who knows? I mean, we've heard guys in the past in any sport be like, yeah, I'm not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had a Marse Williams on one of his lives, you know, right after football season. And Evan's like, dude, please stay. Please stay. Evan, he's like, y'all are tripping. I'm not leaving Auburn. 3 days later, dude, he was in the portal. So I'm not going to trust anything. Obviously, like, I mean, I trust Freeman, but like at the same time, like, I'm not going to be like, oh yeah, he's 100% coming back until I know for a fact that it's said that he's coming back. Like, and you know, cause obviously things need to be dealt with and stuff, and agents need to talk, and contracts need to be, you know, written up and stuff. So all that stuff's got to happen before I am confident in saying, okay, he's 100% back. You know what I mean? Or he signs his new deal, or whatever.
Right.
However they do now.
I feel like you were saying, to your point, Overton needs to be a priority number one, personally. Freeman and Tejada, to me, right now, are at the same kind of level, personally.
I think it needs to be OKO, Jovic, Tejada, Freeman.
Okay. I can get on board.
Like Tejada, Freeman, like, are kind of interchangeable there.
Yeah.
But I think Jovic is like his improvement over this year was unbelievable.
Well, the tournament, the NIT tournament, you saw him like pop off. I can't remember which game it was that we hosted. It was either Seattle or who did we play the third game after? It was after we got done hosting. Was it Illinois State? He had a great game. I can't remember, but it was one of the NIT games. He popped off, and ever since then, he just went ballistic. So I'm hoping he will stick around too, and I think he would pair well with our Frenchmen that we got coming in. That would be cool to see.
Steven even said in an interview last night in the post game, he's like, he said something along the lines of like, it's gonna be nice to be able to get these guys to play in their true positions and not have to play at the center. You know what I mean? Like, we had to get Jovic and Sway to play center, especially in the tournament, because obviously Murph we left. Didn't have a true center during this tournament. And so it's going to be nice to be able to like develop them now more into their true position. Now that we actually have a true big guy, and we're going to need another one like that.
Yeah.
This no question. Narcisse is not like the, okay, cool. We're done with the position. We've got our guy. Let's move on. We got to get another guy. We got to have some depth there, but it's gonna be good for, you know, those two guys, Jovic especially, I think, really to lock in and play his true position instead of having to learn the center position.
Right. And I think they will do that. There's no way they're just gonna be like, all right, we got Narcisse next. Like, no. I think Steven learned from the mistakes of, we have to have depth. And that's, you know, get two of each position and then go from there. You know what I mean? So but you know what else you can get two of? Roback, get to Roback. Yeah. Go to roback.com. Use code BARN20 to get 20% off your next order. You see the hoodie on your screen there. Me and Graham have the navy one. We like it a lot. It's very lightweight. Great for those kind of spring, summer nights we're experiencing right now where it kind of gets in the 50s and there's a little breeze. It's good to have on hand. And they also have some polos. And they have a, if you're a Masters fan, they have a Masters collection that comes out every year. So definitely something to keep an eye on. But again, that is code BARN20 at roback.com. Again, that's BARN20 at roback.com. Also, AU shirts. If you want to get you some gear that goes with the Barn lore, if you want to stay connected with the Barn lore and wear it and sport it in your everyday schedule, you can go to AUshirts.com and get hats, cups, shirts, you name it. I really like the FET, the iron shirt. I like that a lot. The hem tee too, the 17 on the Superman logo looks really cool as well. So, and I just created as well. Makes me laugh every time I see that shirt. So, but again, that's aushirts.com to order some of those. And we're very appreciative for both of those to be a part of the Barn and the Barn Social Hour. Graham, we were talking about the chaos and the madness of the transfer portal and NIL and everything going on, kind of intertwined with NIL or the NIT talk. A big thing that just happened, I guess, about an hour or two ago, by the time we're recording this, it's 4:10 p.m. as we're recording this. By the time this airs, it'll be old news, kind of, but it's still fresh. UNC has got their man. They hired former Denver Nuggets head coach and NBA champion Mike Malone. We'll say
NBA champion winner.
Yeah, and that to me shakes up the transfer portal a little bit. I know it's not SEC related, but as far as them getting high quality level talent, potentially stealing some people from SEC schools that are, you know, people have on their list, they could easily look, go to UNC. I mean,
Mike Malone knows
players in the world.
Yeah, I mean, Mike Malone knows what it takes to be an NBA level player. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's coached it. He won a championship with it. Obviously he had, you know, Jokic, but mm-hmm. still, I mean, he knows what it takes to be a NBA champion winning coach. And so that's going to attract players. He's like, well, this guy can come in and develop me and get me to the league as quickly as possible. And that, you know, that's, and he's going to do that. One of the biggest brands in all of college basketball. I mean, yeah, UNC, and you get one of the, you know, most or a really good coach that was in the NBA, and he got, like, his whole ending at Denver was nothing to do with his basketball coaching ability. Yeah. It was all about that, you know, the general manager at Denver and him had disagreements in the rosters mm-hmm. and stuff like that, and he just wasn't on the same page as the GM, and so the GM decided, like, all right, then we're just gonna have to move on from you. So, like, that's,
yeah, which is crazy.
That was that. He's still a fantastic basketball coach. Mm-hmm. Clearly, he literally got fired, like, I think it was 2 years after they won the NBA championship.
So, correct.
Yeah, still so wild. I think it's gonna be really good for UNT. I really like that hire. And it was a name that anyone saw coming.
He was not
on any short list.
That's what I'm saying. It shakes up the portal a little bit for me. Just, you know, outside looking in, like, I don't know what this means for SEC, but there's potential that they swoop in and take some players that, you know, potentially, you know, some of these Bama transfers, Kentucky, Tennessee, you know, and be like, hey, come over to Chapel Hill.
Aiden Sherrell just entered the portal, Bama center.
Interesting. Another
one of their better players. Go there.
So he, and I agree with what you're saying with Mike Malone. He knows what it takes to be an NBA quality player. He, whenever they traded for, I don't know how many of our listeners keep up with NBA. I love basketball. Like, it is my bread and butter. I love watching basketball. My dad makes fun of me for watching summer league basketball, and I'm like, look, I enjoy it. It's fun. The fact that you got number one overall draft picks hooping in a gym in Orlando, and then they, like, transition to the giant, you know, arena over in Vegas. It's, like, just cool to watch. I'm sorry, it is. But that being said, when the Nuggets traded for Aaron Gordon, and I don't know if y'all know who Aaron Gordon is. He got robbed of a slam dunk contest, for starters. Even though
they one of the probably the last time the dunk contest was actually good. By the
yes,
way.
Yes. But he played. And at
that's
the time
been that's the, been what that's been 10 years now.
Yes. Yeah. It has. So oh my god. It's been 10 years since you've
had a good dunk contest. That's crazy.
So
10 years ago, I was in sixth grade.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop. stop it. You're aging me. So when he played at Arizona, got drafted to the Orlando Magic. When he got drafted to the Magic, he was kind of like this guy that was like, he was a scorer. He was a threat inside. That was it, though. He could jump out of the gym. That was it. He got to the Denver Nuggets and turned into like a primary scorer. Like if Jokic was out, all right, let's get the ball to Aaron. It's like, what? Like, what in the world? And like, he still has that jumping ability to get out of the gym, but it's kind of like what I'm saying with Freeman. Like, he can jump out of the gym. He has the athleticism. But if you can get him to develop a very consistent jumper, oh my God. And that's what, you know, if we can keep Freeman, I like that. But again, that's the type of coach you're getting in Mike Malone at UNC. You can turn your average athlete who can jump out of the gym, who doesn't have a jump shot, into potentially a very, very athletic NBA superstar, potentially. I mean, it's nuts. It's crazy. And I'm not calling Aaron Gordon a superstar, but he's definitely a star. And it's because without him, I don't think they win that championship. He was a very vital piece to that championship in, what, 2023, I believe? So
something like that.
Because the Warriors won it in 22. I think it was Golden State, Denver.
It went, because I'm a OKC. Suns fan. And so I know for a fact I went Bucks in 2021. Mm-hmm. Suns were in that final and we lost. And I still am so upset about it because I loved that team. Mm-hmm. It went Bucks, and I think Warriors, Nuggets,
then Celtics, then Thunder.
Then Thunder. Yeah, I think that's right.
Boom. 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 That's our sports nugget of the day right there for you, sports nerds. Enjoy that. But yeah, I like that hire for UNC.
Nugget.
I thought you were about to do the Jennifer Coolidge impression again.
If y'all want to go see my Jennifer Coolidge impression, go watch the Barncast from last night. Somewhere towards the middle, towards end.
Yeah, because that commercial kept popping up. I think it's like Discover Card or something like that, where the girl was talking about her hairstyle. She's like, totally. It's like, God, you... Like she's exerting breath when she talks, and that's it. Like, there's no vocal work behind it at all. It's gross. Anyway,
yeah.
I think the portal, back to what we were talking about with the portal and the chaos, I don't think we've seen anything come out of Auburn yet, because I think they just landed, right? They just got back in town. Like,
today, yeah, I'm not sure.
Right?
Probably. Like, yeah, afternoon. They probably did not come home last night.
I'm curious to see who goes in first. Personally, I think we keep Overton. I think it's a lock, and then Freeman should be next. But Todd's going to be the interesting one. Personally, I think he leaves, but I don't know. Maybe I could be wrong. But I just, all those signs of him going to UConn kind of make sense. But at the same time, I could see him going to like somewhere closer to home, like St. John's or something like that. But I wouldn't be mad if he stayed, though. I'd love Tahad to be back. And I think if he can lock in and not have as many off-court issues and get us, you know, his jumper back to consistency like he had when we went to the Final Four last year, watch out. It could be dangerous. And if he, like we've been talking about, move Tahad to the two and get an actual point guard, oh, my God, it would be dangerous. It would be... honestly, light years better than what we're having to deal with this year. So we'll see how that plays out. But again, it's going to be an interesting offseason for sure. What were you saying off air? It's open for how long? 2 weeks? Something like that? Maybe like 2 weeks in a day?
Yeah, I think it was 15 days. Have it right now.
Which is...
Yep, 15 days.
We're not kidding when we say it's going to be chaotic. 15 days is nuts for all that to have to, you know, transfer and then settle. You know what I'm saying? So... and I'm curious to see this whole, you know, executive order that's been signed by the president about, you know, I'm sure everyone saw this about the, you know, the one transfer, you know, you get 5 years, one transfer. If you try to transfer again, you have to sit out a year, all this stuff. I like that personally. I'm a fan of that. I think it should have been like that originally when all this started. I don't know why we couldn't have implemented that, but I don't know. I'm not in charge of it, so that's probably why. But I agree with 5 years, and you get one transfer, uno transfer. So we'll see how it plays out, man. But yeah, as far as Barncast go, that was fun. And I hate that it's, you know, well, it's not over, but, you know, at least for a little bit. And we talked
about it might be the last one for a little while.
We talked about doing some baseball stuff, and, you know, that's still kind of in the oven. We're still trying to, you know, cook it and see if it comes out all right. But, you know, we'll mess around with it and see, see what we got going on. But just keep your, you know, keep your eyes, you know, on a swivel, and, you know, you never know. You never know what'll happen. But I'm excited for A-Day, though. A-Day's right around the corner. I am so excited about that. I will be in town.
Like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I will be in town. So
just under 2 weeks.
If
I think
you
it was 2 weeks from this last Saturday. So
I believe you're correct. So if you are in Auburn and you see one of us walking around, say hello.
Come say hi.
We don't bite. Please. We promise. So, yeah, but we've enjoyed getting to do
and
the
shout podcast. Shout out to Jim Apple. Shout out to you because saw you at church.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, I talked to some people last night. They DM'd me some stuff that they, because we talked about collecting stuff last night on the Barncast, and it was a lot of fun. Talked to some people. I think Matt Graham, talked to him last night. So shout out Matt Graham if you're listening or watching. Shout out to you. We talked about Star Wars stuff and geeked out about that for a little bit. So, but
Maul came out today.
Yeah, it did. It did. And speaking of nerding out, Artemis Crew, shout out. They technically broke the record, right? For farthest.
Yeah, they're now the farthest humans that have ever been away from Earth.
It's crazy. That's so crazy. Yeah, I'm excited to see these shots of the moon that they've been getting. So it's I'm amped, and I'm ready for us to like go back and land. So that's gonna be fun. I'm geeking out about that. Me and my dad are obsessed with it. So my dad's a space geek like that too. So I learned from the best. So, but yeah, with that being said, I don't have anything else. Graham, you got anything?
Nope.
Just a reminder, we're NIT champs. So
yeah, we are. This is our quarterback.
Yeah, it's our quarterback. Yeah. That's our herb.
Just letting you know.
Which way? I don't know. Still can't. You would think.
I think I'm right if I point this way.
You would think 64 episodes in, I'd know which direction it is by now, but I never.
Am I right? Like to you, am I pointing towards him or no?
Yes, you're pointing towards him right now.
Yes.
Yeah. Because
for
right
me,
now,
I'm pointing the opposite. I'm pointing the opposite direction.
So I'm pointing towards him right now, but that probably means he's on this side. So I'm gonna point here, and that's our quarterback. If you just need a reminder. So. Yeah, that it's going to be I like the energy that's around football right now. I'm excited for A-Day. I heard I'm going blank on his name. Mike, the Rappaport. Is that his name? I hope I didn't botch that.
Mike G. Not Mike G. Mike Rappaport. Yes, I know you're talking about.
Yeah.
But I don't know why you said Mike Rappaport. And I was like, yeah, Mike G. But different people for sure.
No, they were talking about football and jocks and how like this, you know, staff is more organized than it got me a little bit more excited for football. So I'm definitely excited. So again, I don't have anything else. Graham doesn't have anything else. I don't think so. Again, like and subscribe, check out other podcasts like this one, Barn Social Hour, as well as the Top Button Podcast with Charlie Five, AKA Kyle Rush, Village Vice with Zach Blackerby and Brad Law, and The Baseball Show with Lindsey Crosby, Brad Law, and Sonny DeShera occasionally. So, baseball is around the corner. We have another matchup. It's not around the corner, but you know what I mean? It's here. Baseball season's here, but we play again soon.
It's,
I think
it's been here. Yeah.
Yeah. So we had a great weekend against Arkansas. It was a good bounce back weekend. So hopefully we can keep the momentum and, get some more wins in that column and, going a little run. So I'm ready for them to get back in the winning sphere for sure. So that being said, my name's Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean, and you've been listening to the Barn Social Hour. Y'all have a great night, and as always, war damn.
Goodbye.